Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Casey was watching the end of the Kings game last night and saw, you know, perhaps after I pointed out how late the call was made, and there were people in the chat like, yeah, the beam was already lit. You can see it in West Sacramento. And it reminded me of Jay Wright, bang, the shot.
Oh, yeah.
In the tournament.
NCAA.
Yeah, against North Carolina, right?
Uh-huh.
And how quickly the pyro went off.
Oh,
and how quickly,
bruh.
Like,
I've noticed
can you
that
imagine?
Too, like, damn.
I watch that every time I see that highlight. I go, oh. No, wait for the pyro to go off. Wait for the pyro to go off. It's like no review, no nothing. Bang, that guy, there was not a more confident. Who shot the shot? You remember?
Chris.
It's where his name sounds like three names.
It's not Chris
shoot.
Williams.
No,
it's Chris.
No.
It's not Richards, right?
No.
Jenkins. Is it?
I don't think so.
You said that with hella confidence.
I feel like
the pyro
said
guy
might be it.
Hella confidence.
The pyro guy.
But regardless of the shooter.
The Villanova player shot it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Chris Jenkins. I'm pretty sure Villanova.
Oh, okay.
You might be right.
I must be
you
thinking of the guy
right.
who passed it to him.
Not D.
His last name sounds like his full name.
Ari Arosiano or
Chris Jenkins. Chris Jenkins hit the shot.
Chris Jenkins hit the shot.
Yeah.
You're getting closer, but
Archie Diacono.
There it is.
That's why I produced.
Fantastic job.
Pyro guy more confident than both of them. That shot goes in, and he's like, this is my moment. Boom! Hits that button. Explosions all over the inside of that building.
Oh, man. That was a...
Can you imagine if a premature beam got lit? If they put the beam up last night and they were like, nope, foul.
We need to check, like, have Matt George check the News 10 camera. You know, they got the camera that sees all of downtown.
Oh, yeah.
See if the beam went up and, oh, went down.
Oh, man.
Go back and review the film.
But they're probably, poor guys at the Golden 1 Center thinking, there's no way they're holding this up. Like, we won by one. It's fine.
You know, a little bit of a curveball that I saw on the screen that I mean, we gotta talk about a little bit, especially since we ain't going to be here the rest of the year. That news
real
about...
quick. Let me mention real quick. We will be here Monday and Tuesday next week, Monday and Tuesday the following week. It's just D'Lo and KC won't. Mm-hmm. I'll be with Kyle from 10 to 2 next week. And if you watch on the stream and all that, you'll get everything as normal. If you're listening on the radio, no matter if you're listening now, you'll hear us 10 to 6, to be honest with you. And then the following week, it's Casey and James. So we've got you covered. you know, for 49ers and Kings and all that stuff, it's just, it's not us. It's not this show. It's a different version of ESPN programming.
And once again, all you Bears fans out there, I will be here the Monday after that Sunday night massacre that the Niners are going to have night football.
That's the second time you've done that.
I want to let them know I'm here. I'm going to be here.
You got the Colts on Monday.
Yeah, we're going to beat Phillip Rivers.
Okay.
Is that who you have to beat, though?
Okay.
Yeah, they're not going to score enough.
Okay.
Jonathan Taylor?
He's going to be good. And he's going to be a problem. He's going to be a problem. But he's going to have to pass the ball at some point.
Okay.
We got him. We got him.
All right.
Phillip Rivers passes hang like punts at this point.
Woo! Man.
That 12-yard out is an issue.
Them linebackers going to be intercepting the ball on those linemen.
But, man, we got some news, I think. I don't know if it's official, what. But this Rockets-Connecticut Sun situation.
Oh, yeah.
That's
it's not official. Deal. It's not official.
They said their talks are substantial.
They appear to be pretty far along in this process. I don't even know that Connecticut has accepted the bid from Houston yet. Houston is in the driver's seat to land what is the Connecticut Sun franchise. This isn't expansion. Mm-hmm. It's relocation.
Mm-hmm.
Connecticut tried to maybe Connecticut didn't. Someone tried to kind of do the old okie doke and sell to a Boston buyer who was going to move the team to Boston. And the W was quick to say, well, that's not how this works. We have a relocation committee that's in charge of that. And there are other cities like, yeah, sure, Boston can be a part of this, but there are other cities that, you know, we have in mind for WNBA franchises. You can put your name in for that, but just because you bought this team doesn't mean you get to move it to Boston.
Real quick. What's the difference between that and Clay Bennett?
Clay Bennett's relocation was approved.
That's right. He didn't. Yeah. And he was.
Because he's the head of the relocation committee.
That's right. That's right.
Of course, that came after.
Yeah.
But yeah, his relocation to Oklahoma City was the NBA approved all of that. He didn't just buy the Supersonics and move
them. And they tried to supersede the relocation committee and just say, we're buying the Sun and we're playing in Boston.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, right. And perhaps in, you know, a very rare W for Kathy Engelbert, she was like, nah, you can't do that. And that has got Fertitta and that crew back involved. And it sounds like long overdue. But the return of the Houston Comets might be imminent, and more importantly, or perhaps just as importantly, and this is going to be this will be a little bit dicey. I'm running through in my head. Mike Tebow was the coach there for a long time. He went in 2004, 2005. I know Mike didn't win a title in Connecticut. I don't think Kurt Miller won a title in Connecticut. So there's no title history in Connecticut that will travel to Houston, but you do have the integration of two franchises right there. But the history of the Comets coming back with Cynthia Cooper, Cheryl Swoops, Tina Thompson, Dawn Staley, that's a big deal. It's a great, great thing for the W. Connecticut is this is an interesting thing. I was thinking about reading this story this morning. Connecticut was a good market for the W when the W was in that place. The WNBA is not in that place anymore. And the model of a casino in Connecticut, not Las Vegas, a casino in Connecticut housing your WNBA franchise doesn't work. And I spent multiple summers at that arena, and it's older. The demographic is older. The like game ops is very dated. It's just, it doesn't fit where the league is at now. The venue isn't good enough for where the league is at now. And, you know, I was at first, I was like a bit surprised, like, oh, they're Connecticut's looking to get out of the game. The Mohegan Tribe's looking to get out of the game. And then it's like, oh, yeah, they need to. This is best for the WNBA, yeah, is to get that model out of here. And truthfully, like, it, you know, coming full circle to a certain degree and getting back in with more, you know, NBA owners. Mm-hmm. You know, the Liberty sold, Dolan had them, but it went to Joe Tsai. So, like that's a good look, the NBA owners being involved. The league is in a better, it's in a bigger place than it was, and Connecticut just doesn't, that setup, at least in Connecticut, just doesn't work anymore.
Yeah.
And you're always going to be, believe it or not, second fiddle to the Huskies. Mm. Always.
Yeah, I could believe that. I think it's...
It was weird. It was very, very weird.
I do think eventually, whether it's expansion or somebody else's relocation, which I don't think, but I do think Boston would be good for the league. And to have that, they got Toronto coming. Mm-hmm. Toronto, Boston, New York, Philly. You could even push it down to D.C. and have that aspect of the country in the Northeast, mm-hmm, covered in the WNBA. I think that'd be a good idea.
Yeah. Yeah. Toronto's locked in, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what they don't have yet is the Philly and Boston.
And yeah, my bad. Did Philly officially get the team, or were they under consideration?
I don't think so.
Ah, okay.
I don't think they
gotta did. You gotta get one of those two. And preferably Philly if they want it. I was gonna say one of those two between Boston and Philly. You gotta get those two, one of those two involved at least. And I would lean towards Philly first.
I stand corrected. They did.
Okay.
Right. In 2030. Is it?
That sounds.
This isn't ChatGPT. Like this is.
No, I thought they did get awarded the franchise. Yeah.
Yeah, they did. Josh Harris's group has it
now. The one that got
I apologize.
Taken, did Cleveland get taken away, or does Cleveland have theirs?
So we have Portland got theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Cleveland got it too.
Cleveland got
the
it.
Rockers are back.
Detroit right. got theirs.
Jesus,
I believe they did. I think
2029. I don't remember any of this.
I think.
I remember now. They announced all of them at the same time. Mm. I remember being frustrated that Cleveland got a team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the Rock, like really? The Rockers? Don't call them the Rockers. Two, really? Like Detroit's fine. I thought Detroit was, that fan base was terrific. Mm. And not being in Auburn Hills this time will do wonders for them in Philadelphia. So you have those three coming in addition to Portland, which is set to start sooner than that. Of course, that's if there's a league for them to house.
What was it?
Because it's bad.
Wasn't there news yesterday that the Board of Governors enabled them to?
They're going to vote to strike. Hmm. Yeah, they're gonna vote to strike, and some of the numbers are out there, and I think sometimes you have to focus less on the dollar figure and more on the percentage, because I believe what I saw, and it just sounds absolutely insane to me. I believe they have, with the first year of the collective bargaining agreement, a max player contract would be worth more than $1.3 million. Mm. I tried to find the contract this morning. I just have to assume it's either on a thumbnail or an old computer or whatever. The last contract I negotiated in the WNBA was a three-year contract. It was a three-year max contract. Mm-hmm. Max. Carroll was a max player. Mm-hmm. It totaled at $320,000. Mm. With I believe the first year being like 98,000 or 99,000, and then it going up to 101 or 3 or, you know what I mean, with the with the escalators along the way. That was 2012. That's what a max contract was 13 years ago. And now a max contract would start in this collective bargaining agreement at $1.3 million. I got in the game at the wrong time on one of those bitter old players who didn't make any money in the game. But it would increase to $2 million over the lifespan of the contract. The last minimum deal I negotiated was, it was very literally a league minimum deal for a vet player that was $32,000. The league minimum for a vet player under this new CBA would be $250,000. The problem with all of that is, I believe, if I have this correct, I believe the revenue share of that is less than 30%. So for context, the NBA is essentially 50-50. The NFL is like 52-48. It might even be 53-47. And we know who has 53 and we know who has the 47. I'm not sure what baseball's is, but I actually think baseball's
100-nothing players.
So a 70-30 split is what the players are fighting against. It's not, we're asking you to pay us what we're worth, and we know that this is what we're worth because we have the money to prove it. And if this is 30% of what we're worth, we want 50%. That's that we want what every other league, we want what every other major league has, and that's 50, that is 48 to 50% of shared revenue. And bro, they're not even close.
So let me
not even close.
Let me recap maybe what you had said. They're at 70-30 right now,
roughly. Yes.
Okay. Because I thought what I thought I heard, and this could be completely wrong, is I thought they were in the single digits with this deal. The league was offering 70-30 this time, and they're like, no, we want 50-50. Or close to it.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's absolutely correct.
They're not even at 70-30
right now. No. Okay. No. They're at something way worse.
I thought I heard like 8%.
No, they're at something way worse. And I'm not even positive that the number is 30. I saw a number that said 15%, but that seems stunningly. That seems way too low to me.
That would line up with the way like. Nafisha and them were talking, like when they were talking, like this is disrespectful. 15% would line up with that.
That's right. It's 15%. That's the offer that's on the table. It's 15%. What they're trying to get to is the 30%. So here it is. The union has proposed a system where players receive about 30% of gross revenue. As players have advocated for an overhauling of the system that they've argued has undervalued them. The league right now is proposing, and this is what we just read you, something that granted the players 15% of net revenue. So
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports.
With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Because I think they're at like 8% right now. I feel like that number sticks in my head. Like, I think that is insane.
If they're at 7%.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're at 7% right now. You're right. Reading this is the WNBA requires a much higher percentage revenue to cover operation costs. I think a lot of that, as it stands right now, and this could change, is a lot of these teams don't own their arenas. Mm-hmm. Some do, mm-hmm. not all. Mm-hmm. Washington does not. Connecticut, they may be moving. I assume Houston owns their arena, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. Sparks don't. That is a massive, massive revenue cost to operate and just take up space. In Josiah owns,
Barclays.
Barclays, thank you. But yeah, the league, the union, they have a slugfest ahead of them, and they cannot have a full-on work stoppage. They cannot have a work stoppage right now. They have to fix this. Adam Silver said the other night on Amazon, he's willing to get involved. I think, I can't remember, I'm sorry, I don't remember if it's Cheney or Arike, which one is part of the Players Association. Actually, I think it was Breonna Stewart that said it. Like, yeah, great. Yeah, we'd welcome Adam Silver to the negotiating table because what we're doing right now is not working at all. Mm. So, great. Adam, you're in the same building. You are very literally in the same. The NBA offices and the WNBA offices is the same effing building.
Yeah.
Walk over.
The interesting thing, if you believe people who talk about, and once again, these numbers get a little dicey. Trista laid this out perfectly a year ago, talking about like nobody really knows the numbers, mm-hmm. which makes it very fishy. But if you believe those who say the NBA has kept the WNBA afloat for X amount of years or for their whole existence, to me, it would make sense to have Adam Silver get in because they may be looking at a situation for the first time they can get a return on their investment. Yeah, figure this out so we can get our money back.
Yeah,
or we can start to make money off of this, because it feels like you have a opportunity to be super profitable with this next deal and in the coming years. And don't mess it up now when you got an opportunity to get us in the plus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'll be there. Adam Silver. I'll be there. No, no, no. Don't worry about these sorry ass refs. I got to go handle this. And I got to go to Europe. Sorry.
Oh.
Refs, keep doing what you're doing.
Also, Seattle. And either Las Vegas or Mexico City, depending on what you. Also, where are we going to play the NBA Cup Championship? Where?
And damn it, I don't like NBA Countdown.
Or Inside the NBA. I only like Blake Griffin, Steve Nash, Dirk Nowitzki, and to no one's surprise, Taylor Rooks. 916-909-1320, Elk Grove Kia Talk Line, our man TC. TC, what's good, baby?
Yes, sir. What's up with my two brothers?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Oh, just vibing. D-Lo, I hope you feel better, bro.
I'm fine, man. I sound like hell. I'm fine.
I know, for sure. You're a soldier. Hey, so look, check it out. So I got Monk, and so first let's start off with Max. Am I a little crazy with thinking Max is kind of looking like Alper Şengün-ish a little bit? Not saying he's him, but like his footwork, his brush using both hands, not only the left, he using the right also, bro. His footwork and how he moves is, I'm like, man, I can see Alper right there. Not the passing yet, but like if he's trending the way he's trending and can turn into a serious shot blocker, we got something. So right, got three kind of hit on those three draft picks, bro. On our undrafted Carwell, Neek, and Max, right? The book's still okay. Out, but right now it's looking like Scott Perry got an A on all three dudes. As far as Monk, am I going down the wrong road with thinking Monk said, you know what, I know it was a coach decision, but am I wrong to Monk saying, hey, Keon, you going Clifford tonight, Doug, I'm going to fall back.
No.
The people are getting about it.
No.
Okay.
No. I don't even know what you were going to say next, but there's no way Malik said that.
I got you. Hey, I was more calling about Max, man.
Okay.
Hey, y'all on it? Hey, listen, is we on next week or y'all off next week?
No, we're here. We'll be here Monday and Tuesday next week, and we'll be here Monday and Tuesday the following week. We can't go a whole week without hearing from you, TC. So we'll be here 10 to 2 next week and 10 to 2 the following week.
Malik Monk, just sit back. Yeah, Keon Neek, you got him now.
Hey, you know what, Doug? I got an idea.
I remember back when Russell Westbrook told Neek, no, watch this, how you do this. This is how you be a killer.
Like, he didn't even say it, he just did it. Yeah. Man, like, that's how it's supposed to be received. Like,
that was one of TC's greatest calls.
Shout out TC.
Russ told him, this is how you be a killer.
To answer,
Max was spectacular last
night. He was really good last night. Really good. To answer his question about Şengün, I don't see that, because right now, and it could be developed, but right now, Max is a finisher. He's not a creator. So okay. Şengün, because of his handling and his ability to go one-on-one, that's the separator that I see in his game compared to Max.
But also,
Max,
how long has Şengün been in the league?
Like 7 years, all right. Probably like 4 or 5.
Yeah, we look at the clay and see what it could be molded into.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I think that's mm-hmm. the gist of it. What can this be molded into?
I think right now, and like I said, you run a 2-man game with Max. You dump it off to him or around the basket, 5-6 feet away from the basket. Like TC talked about, he can finish with both hands. I want to see, and he gave us one last night. I want to see him shoot that three ball a little bit more.
Yeah.
And I want to see that because he has that, or he's shown the ability to have that. So I want to see that. And maybe down the road, you know, he shows a little bit more creation where you can give him the ball and let him operate. But as of right now, he doesn't have that. But I love the fact that he can finish around the rim with both hands.
Yeah, that was a terrific game. Let's see what Leezy's talking about here. 916-909-1320. Leezy, missed you last night, bro. What's good?
Scott, am I on?
What do you mean, am I on? Yeah, you're here.
Oh. Okay, cool. I didn't hear the ding. Normally, you know, you feel it. You hear
you
it.
Didn't,
I,
you I didn't hear it. You didn't
Damian
hear
it. Damian put you on it. Before I could put you on hold, so you just had to be quick with it.
Okay, I'll be quick.
No, not you. No. I said, you're good, Leezy. Go ahead. What do you want to talk about, bro?
It's the last show of the year, Leezy. You got all day.
See, TC got me triggered. Jesse got me triggered. Man, I'm under the pressure, brother. Dang. Hey, so I was just going to call up my quick take. What's up, my three brothers? I just wanted to ask you guys, hey, going into the season, everybody was really high on Neek. Obviously, Max has been playing well. I was just curious what you guys take going forward. Who do you still think could be a good long-term player for the Kings, Neek or Max? Because I know it's still early, but I've been really high on Max and just wanted to get you guys' take on it.
Yeah, so far, like, Max looks terrific.
Mm-hmm.
He looks absolutely terrific. Let's dive further into that, actually. That's a good launching point for this conversation, TC. We'll talk about Max. An interesting stat, I think we were seeing something, and we have the stat to back it up. It is prior to last night's game, but I found an interesting stat about Russ and Max from a Russell Westbrook fan account on Twitter. Plus, I have a question about these Keon Ellis reports that are out there that I'm hoping you can help me with.
Okay.
You meaning KC, you meaning all of you.
Yeah.
Because it's got me scratching my head a little bit. So we're going to close out our final 20 minutes here together in 2025 next on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
I'm not.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
That one got me too. I thought he said it. I just bring it back in time.
That damn voice guy. He was that voice guy was as late as the call last night.
Yeah, no, I thought he spoke. I don't know.
Man,
we'll fix that up in 2026.
Come on, Mark Davis. What are we doing over here? Shout out to Will Z. always staying locked in here to what we're doing. I told him I had a stat that wasn't updated after last night's game, and he said, what's the stat? I'll get it for you. And sure enough, he did, as he notes here in the chat. I heard the word stat, and my ears perked up. Shout out to Will Z. One of the great – man, we lost Young Zell, and we lost Will Z because of how bad this season has been.
What if Will Z, like, just did a weekly segment where it's like, oh, yeah, the Kings are this bad because of, like, just Kings' worst all-time stats?
Oh, man.
Oh, he'd be busy.
Hey, guys, why? The Kings are really bad here and there.
The work would up. There'd be an uptick in his work.
Will Z joins us to tell us why this is the worst Kings team in 10 years.
The worst stat of the week for the Sacramento Kings.
I like it.
That's not a bad idea.
I like it.
That's not a bad idea. This, though, this isn't a bad stat at all. Both Leezy and TC called about our man Max. And I found this stat from a Russell Westbrook fan account on Twitter, and Will updated it for us. So these are the current numbers for Maxime Reneau. He's made 72 field goals in his young NBA career so far.
27 games?
Sure.
Oh, he hasn't played 27
yeah.
games. I don't know how many games he's played. Probably about 15.
But he's made 72 field goals in the amount of games that he's played. He's been assisted on 58 of them. Russell Westbrook has assisted on 28 of those 58 that have been assisted. He's accounted for 48% of the assists that have gone to Maxime Reneau.
Wow.
I thought that was interesting because it really stood out last night. It felt like those two had a little bit of synergy when, you know, the team was down 18, and I'm not suggesting no one else did, but those two guys were playing, and Russ was feeding him the ball at the rim repeatedly. He was making a very, at least it felt like to me, conscious effort to get Max the ball, who was, he was certainly the high scorer for the Sacramento Kings last night until DeMar went crazy. I don't know that that wound up upholding, because I think DeMar finished with 33. 30. Yeah, 14, I think it was, in overtime. Max had 29. But it was on full display yesterday, and I thought, man, what an interesting little combo that has seemed to have really worked for the Sacramento Kings so far.
Yeah, just thinking about the games, I mean, I think those two work the pick and roll often. Because of the Domas injury, we've seen them on the floor a lot together because Max has been in the starting lineup for a lot of the time or played with the starters for a lot of the time. And, you know, Russ is one of the guys that gets into the paint more often than not for the Kings.
Yeah.
So the combination of all those things, of all the – yeah, I see that. I for sure see that. Him getting assists via the Maxime Reneau buckets being a thing. They've got a nice little chemistry that's growing. You know, it feels like early on Westbrook was trying to bring him along, and you know maybe he'd miss some passes or not be where he's supposed to be. Russ get on him a little bit, not in a bad way, but just say, hey, you need to be here. And Maxine has seemed to get better and better and understanding that with each passing game.
So I apologize. I'm just watching Devin Carter in Stockton.
Oh, you mean Clutch Player of the Year?
I guess so. Yeah. Devin Fox out here.
Milwaukee.
In the 209. Hey, Milwaukee.
Like we said, we didn't want to, but we will put him in the trade package. We didn't want to.
Is there any chance this kid can be good?
Sure. I think there's an NBA player there for sure. Like so, a guy that can be a rotate. Like the way people look at Keon, I think Devin can be that.
Oh, what a great transition by my partner right there.
Can he do it on this team, though?
I don't think so.
I think he already hates this team, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't think so.
And Devin, there's finally something we have in common. You and this whole fan base hates this team. There's a report out there that the Sacramento Kings are seeking a first-round pick for Keon Ellis. It's a report. It's trade season. You could believe what you want to. I don't know whether that's what we've actually heard that for a while. We've heard that here locally, and now it's kind of made its way out there nationally that the Sacramento Kings are looking for a first-round pick in exchange for Keon Ellis.
So you can ask for whatever you want, but this goes along the lines of what we talked about a couple weeks ago when all these reports were coming out and guys like Keith Smith, who I respect, you know, and they're tweeting out, they're not playing Keon Ellis. Like, this is crazy. This is crazy to everybody. The league is baffled that they're not playing Keon Ellis. Got you. How bad do you like him? How bad do you want him?
Mm-hmm.
If we're so crazy, which we might be, maybe we're just dead wrong. How bad do you want Keon Ellis? What is he worth to you? Is he worth a first-round pick? And that's what I think about when I hear this report.
And that's what I'm stuck on. Because hypothetically, what if a team was like, yeah, he's worth a first-round pick. Here it is.
I think you do the deal.
I think you do too. But why is he not playing if the league thinks he's worth a first-round pick?
Mm-hmm.
League, that's a stretch. That was very general. If there are teams in the – if you think a player is worth a first-round pick, now there's – shout out Bonte. There's levels to this. Bonte watched the Kings game last night.
He did. It was on our side.
Oklahoma City trading a first-round pick for Keon Ellis is not the same as the Charlotte Hornets trading a first-round pick for Keon Ellis. And the likelihood of a team in the bottom half of the league – trading a first-round pick for Keon Ellis does not seem realistic.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like a team in a Boston,
mm-hmm.
Detroit, in the upper part of the league who would be willing to trade a first-round pick. Thus, what would ultimately be a late first-round pick for Keon Ellis.
Looking in the 20s somewhere.
Yeah, again, I'm not throwing shade at that. I'm not doing anything. It's just, let's also be clear, we're not talking about lottery picks. Or at least in my mind, I don't think we're talking about lottery picks. I don't think we're talking about anything of the sort. But this buzz that has seemed to have gotten louder about the Kings and a first-round pick for Keon Ellis actually drew me back to what you said, what you just repeated a minute ago. It drew me back to that original conversation we had where I think Keith Smith was the originator of that tweet, where it was like, okay, how bad do you want to acquire him? And the Kings are recognizing Keith Smith's tweets, insert national writer here, national writer here, insert national basketball fan here who writes about, you know, the league, how everyone is just perplexed. Great. Starting price is a first round pick. If everybody is so baffled, a starting price is a first round pick. Everybody's got my number.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye for now.
And I'm BJ Armstrong walking away with you.
Yeah, like I think this is all tied together. I think the idea of how bad do you want him is what is fueling these reports.
And we talk about why isn't he playing here? I don't know.
Did play 30 plus minutes last night.
He did.
Malik played zero.
It's just a hunch. More than a hunch. Like, I've talked to some people and stuff like that. I don't think the Kings are in a rush to move on from Keon Ellis. Even though they don't always play. I don't know what that's all about. I have no clue about that. But I don't think they're in a rush to move him. I don't necessarily think Keon's in a rush to leave. Which makes all of this strange. Like, it is kind of strange because I don't think Keon is like, I'm done with the Kings. They need to just move on. Or the Kings are like, we don't see no future with him. Like, it doesn't matter. I think they both kind of like, they're okay with each other. Like, if things were to work out. But I think they're both open to other endings to this whole thing. A trade or him leaving in the offseason.
If I'm Keon Ellis, I do not know that I want to be here moving forward. If this is my only option, that's a different. I've got a life to build, people to take care of, that whole deal. But if it's not, I don't know that I want to be here.
Mm.
You got You got players undermining coaches, undermining general managers. You got owners placating the players. You got, and if I'm Keon, you're convincing me it's different because that guy is here. That guy being Scott Perry. Ah, hey, great. Good luck. I hope it works out for you. Goodbye. Again.
Yeah. And now, if that's how he feels right now, I hope, and I don't think he owes him anything necessarily, but I hope he would have expressed that to the Kings and said, I don't want to be here. Like, I like you guys. It's not personal.
I ain't telling you hoes nothing.
Well,
what do I owe you?
If we
King KC, what do I owe you, Mr. King? What do I owe you?
If we have a decent relationship, if we have a solid relationship, hey, give me the heads up so I can trade you.
Did you give me the heads up as you didn't sign me to a contract extension this last offseason?
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe you did. I don't know.
Maybe.
To be fair to this weird role play, we were actually always of the belief that I don't think Keon was blindsided. I don't think he was happy.
No. But I think he knew what was going to happen.
I think so. I do not. That is not a report. That is strictly an opinion.
And I've had conversations where, like, I was told he wasn't, like, mad at the Kings for it. He was mad that it happened.
Sure.
Because that's millions of dollars
lost.
Yeah,
for sure.
But it's not like, oh, I hate the Kings. How could they do this to me? It felt like the way it was told to me, it felt like they had a conversation about it. They were transparent with why they did it, money-wise, contract-wise, cap-wise. And that's just kind of where it was left at. It wasn't like, I hate you. No, I hate you too. Like, it was just like, all right, whatever. So if they don't have a decent relationship, no, he doesn't have to say anything. But if they have, like, lines of communication that seem to be open and honest and transparent with each other. Hey, Scott, man, like, I appreciate you guys, but I don't plan on signing here in the offseason.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have an issue with that conversation happening.
And he doesn't.
It shouldn't
to.
Happen with Keon, obviously. Yeah. Sometimes when we say players' names, we're referring to their representatives. That conversation should happen with Keon's representative.
Right.
Like, look, man, this hasn't worked out. I have no clue what your organization wants from my client. I have no clue what your coach wants from my client. I have no clue who your head coach is going to be next year. Mm. My client's a good basketball player. We'll try the market out there. And whoever, and I don't know who Keon's agent is, he knows what the market is. He should probably now have an idea of what the market is. He should have an idea of what it would look like if Keon Ellis hit free agency. He should have an idea of what it would look like if Keon Ellis was traded to certain teams and the likelihood of them wanting to re-sign him headed into next season. Like, I would think he has an idea of that right now. But again, I don't know who Keon's agent is, because if it's Jonathan Kuminga's agent, he's just screwed. That was a shot, and that was unnecessary. I apologize to Aaron Turner.
Kuminga watch.
Now I'm bastardizing the Kuminga watch button.
Did Kuminga play last night? I didn't check the box score.
No. I don't think so. No.
Man.
Why would he do that?
I don't know, because nobody else on the team can score.
Jonathan Kuminga played 10 minutes last night. That's almost worse. He played 10 minutes. He was 1 of 5 shooting.
You guys had a guru clip?
I did.
So I didn't. What is the context to that clip?
I think it's about not playing Jonathan Kuminga.
Yeah. So he's a Kuminga guy. Like, the Warriors should be playing him.
I think
him.
I saw maybe Bonte retweeted it.
Or valuing him. And he had just had enough after this last DMP. He had had enough.
Oh, I'll Warriors.
I'll pull it up right now.
It had enough after this last.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
It had enough of the messing with Jonathan Kuminga's minutes. And yeah, you had to let him know. You had to let him know. Here it is. Jonathan or Steiny and Guru.
Iteration of the Warriors be a not DMP. He can play bad, just like the rest of them. Why is he not playing? Well, I don't get it. I don't.
Why didn't Richard play the last two or three
games?
He's
not Richard. Richard's a rookie. Yeah. Kuminga's done something in this league.
What?
Can we acknowledge Steiny's hilarious?
Do it now.
He should never.
No, run that one more time. This time, instead of watching Guru, watch Steiny. This is hilarious.
This iteration of the Warriors be a not DMP. He can play bad, just like the rest of them. Why is he not playing? Well, I don't get it. I don't.
Why didn't Richard play the last two or three games?
He's not Richard. Richard's a rookie. Yeah. Kuminga's done something in this league.
What? I'm good now.
That's the best part.
Yo, Goo might be listening right now. You wild. That's funny. That's
the best part. Boy, right there.
That's hilarious.
That's why he wanted to do it.
One, I know he was hella hot when he was finished with that. He was sweating, and I bet his head hurt. Anytime you yell like that, your head instantly start hurting.
And it was just escalating.
Oh, God. His voice changed. He sounded like a whole different man.
Oh, man. Shout out Guru, man. That's my dog, man.
Oh.
But, yeah, Kuminga, I mean, man, they got to trade him, man. It's so ridiculous that he's on the team.
It's been ridiculous, man. It's been ridiculous from jump. It's a circus. And it was a circus this offseason. It's a circus now. And here's the part that's killing all of you. Not us. We're dying a different death.
And we got our own.
We're dying a very different death. Y'all are bad. Mm. Y'all are 13-15. You're a bad basketball team now. Mm. You're a bad, expensive, old basketball team. You keep pushing all your chips to the table. Your two timeline chips, your Jimmy Butler chips, your Jonathan Kuminga trade chips. You keep putting them joints to the center of the table, and you keep losing. You keep losing Joe Lacob's money, like because this team's goal isn't to rebuild, to get better, to grow. It's to win a championship. You cannot. You cannot win a championship. This team can't win a championship. You actually have some decent young players there. You have a couple of, like, I love Moses Moody. He was awful last night. Most of the Golden State Warriors were awful last night. But.
Like, if you're not going to give guys like Moses Moody, Pods, Jonathan Kuminga, if you're not going to give them a real runway, then trade them.
Yeah.
Then move on and get that superstar that you're trying to get. Yeah. But the Moses Moody thing is baffling to me.
Moses Moody's a good ball player.
He is, and they never really commit to him in his playing time.
Mm-mm.
And I don't understand it. I don't get it. Like, you are in Steph Curry's, not prime, but like his prime opportunity right now to be a winner. And you're, I hate to say it like this, you worried about the future?
Mm. Yeah.
Man, yeah. Get them young dudes out of here. Yeah, man, forget the two timelines. The timeline is now. It's now.
Time is up. My time is now. 24.9 minutes for Jonathan Kuminga so far this season. It is the most so far of his career, but last year was 22. The year prior was 17. He's not even starting every game. It's weird. I don't watch them every night, so, you know, far be it from me.
Jimmy's not back, is he?
Butler?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had 31 last night. Yeah.
Still couldn't. I mean, Phoenix plays. They played hard, man. So,
yeah.
Like, I like the way they play, but, man, you wouldn't be in Phoenix.
It's tough, man. Mm. That is a That's a tough look for that basketball team, and they look it makes their offseason look worse. By the way, they got Phoenix again tomorrow. Mm. They got the Kings Blazers set up.
Speaking of Saturday nights and Sunday and Tuesday.
Yeah, a lot of basketball ahead.
I might go watch
Detroit. I kind of want to watch Detroit. I might go to that game, man.
It's Snoopy night.
I'd like to see KD too, but yeah. I don't know.
Well, it's literally going to rain that day.
The rain doesn't bother me.
It might go.
I am not the Wicked Witch of the West. I will not melt. I'll be okay.
I want to see Nick Clifford play better. We've seen Maxine continue to get better, and we've got that. We're starting to establish that that's who he is. I want to see Neek catch up a little bit. I want to see him have some good games.
What if he's not ready?
He's not ready then. You know, then that's what it is. But I like to see him start to play better.
It's interesting because you go back to that summer league and, you know, Max showed so many signs like right away. It was like, whoa, okay. And I feel like that's been the case here during the regular season as well. I don't know, like, Doug is going to have to figure out a way. I don't know what the hell is going on with Domantas Sabonis, but whenever that whatever is done and Domantas Sabonis is playing basketball in the Kings uniform, you got to keep Max on the floor.
Yeah, for sure.
And I don't know if it's as a four. I don't know if you cut Domantas' minutes. Mm. I don't care how much he bitch and complain about it, man. Sit your ass down. Malik sat down. We've had a number of plays. You sit your ass down, too.
I didn't know if you were going to say minutes. I don't know if you're going to cut Domas. Just cut him.
Just cut Domas. Yeah. Just eat $140 million worth of contract.
But no, your point is well taken. Like, yeah, Max got to play.
He's got to keep playing.
Max got to keep playing, man. He's done a really good job with his opportunity.
Yeah, he's gotta keep playing. Man, we won't do a show together for 2 weeks. Good luck to your 49ers.
Thank you, sir.
I'm very thankful that I won't have to deal with any of it.
Oh,
though I could have to deal with the ultimate Seattle one.
Oh yeah, that's gonna be Seattle.
If that goes,
that's gonna be Seattle week. That's gonna be Seattle week. Yeah. Before we get to that, we got the Colts, and then we got the Bears. I will be back that Monday. All you Bears fans, I'll be back. Because I'm going to have some things to say after that game. Promise you that. I'm going to have some things to say. Can't wait.
Now, I'm trusting that if it doesn't go your way, that energy will be just as strong when Manny and John Bull and Weezy.
Absolutely.
And,
you know where to find me.
We got
me.
A Bears fan, Alan.
Yeah, shout out Alan to Alan the Bears fan.
Yep.
He might
that's
make
how
his first
we refer
ever call
to him.
In.
He's Alan the Bears fan. He's not Alan.
No, yeah.
He's Alan the
Alan
Bears,
Bears
fan.
Yeah. He might even make his first call in.
All right.
I welcome it all. All I ask is do the same if it go my way. That's all I say.
Okay.
That's all I say.
All right. We will see you Monday at 10 a.m. It won't be the Insiders. It won't be D'Lo and KC, but it will be D'Lo and Kyle at 10 a.m. on Monday morning. Here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
Vamos, baby Jesus.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.